Hi, I'm Natalia Turfa, and you've just found The Uplift, a weekly podcast to hopefully make your week a little better. Thanks for listening. Hey, Uplifters. Our verse this week is from John's Gospel, the first chapter, verse 5. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. So this podcast comes out on Fridays usually, so that means whenever you're listening to this, yesterday for the podcast release date, yesterday was the solstice, the 21st of December. This day is the darkest day of the year. Sometimes we call it the longest night. The sun set yesterday at 4:33 p.m. It rose at 7:48 a.m. today. Yeah, that's why it's called the longest night. That's a lot of time spent in the night. And so as we wait for Christmas and the coming Savior, the one we sometimes refer to as the light of the world, we use a lot of metaphors about waiting in the darkness. I mean, it is biblical, after all. On Christmas Eve at services, we usually say the light has come into the world and the darkness cannot overcome it, just like the verse in front of us today. And then we sing Silent Night and we hold up candles in a darkened sanctuary, and it's so beautiful, I cry every darn year. I literally get through the phrase, sigh, like for silent. That's how much I sing. I say, sigh, and then I start crying. If you're like me, a sun seeker who has had the sad lamp cranking ever since early November, you need the promise of this text that God comes, that the light comes, and that when it comes, it will banish the darkness. And there is so much hope and beauty in attaching our faith to these images of light. But I want to take a little time to talk about the dark on this day after the longest night. See, so often we talk about darkness as if it's bad, as if the equation is dark equals bad, light equals good. Like there can only be good things in the light. And you can see how this might be problematic. Now, sure, I think the contradiction between light and dark is very meaningful, especially when you're literally lighting a dark sanctuary with candles by passing the light from person to person. As we watch the light slowly overtake the darkness, it's powerful and beautiful. I mean, that's why I cry, right? But that doesn't mean that light is only good and dark is only bad. Amazing things happen in the dark, and we miss something equally beautiful and powerful when we equate darkness with only badness. Author and Episcopal priest Barbara Brown Taylor said that new life starts in the dark. She said, whether it's a seed in the ground or a baby in the womb or Jesus in the tomb, it starts in the dark. You see, new life is born out of darkness. And that means that God is present in and is at work in both the light and the dark. One can even make the argument that God does some of God's best work in the dark. The creation of the world began in the dark. The Israelites escaped slavery under the cover of night. And without the dark sky, the star over the new baby Jesus could not be seen. So instead of darkness just being bad or scary, in the Bible it also offers safety and peace and comfort and creativity and liberation and new life. Now, the same is true in our very own lives. Darkness is not always bad for us either. Sure, we use the language to indicate that things are not as they should be, but sometimes the dark, hidden places are often where we are our truest selves, where there are no masks needed. And yes, the dark is often where we our weakest and most vulnerable, and yet it is in those very places and moments where God meets us. So as we near Christmas, let's celebrate that the light comes, because it is a big deal and it should be celebrated with candles and tears, many, many tears. But let's also not be afraid of the dark. God is there too. So we can celebrate and honor and, yes, even seek both light and dark. See, the beauty of this tension between these two is not that God is in one or the other, but that God is found in both. Just as we can be found in both light and dark moments in our lives, so can God be found in both light and dark moments. There's a verse in the Psalm, in the Psalms that says, "Even the dark is like light to God." And I find that really helpful here, that even our darkest place, our darkest moment is like light to God. It doesn't slow God down or trip God up. God comes and uses that beautiful, powerful, rich, dark place for new life. God comes in the dark with the dark. And that is cause for celebration. Merry Christmas, Uplifters. Uplift started with a small cancer support group asking me to write a sort of devotional each week to help them have just a little more hope in their difficult days. And now, Uplift includes you. This community is filled with people who need the uplift or who have been uplifted and now want to pass it on to someone else. If you want more information, want to sign up for a weekly email, or send a note, check us out online at upliftlife.org. Extra special thanks to Nate Bergengren, without whom this podcast would just be a series of recordings on my computer, and who also composed and performs the music you hear at the start and end of this podcast. Seriously, so lucky to have him around.